You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the morning sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo. It's Thursday. It's 5:45, and we're off and running. Another perfect one. Carbon copy. Just cut and paste yesterday onto today. Another perfect damn day. I couldn't get my ass out of bed early enough to try to ride my bike in here today. But I'm dying to get it done just because it's just so beautiful out. And we're enjoying it. They did a study yesterday I saw on the news. 72% of Americans, if surveyed, if they could possibly do this, if they could ask them, would say, I'm cold yesterday. 72% of people were in what is considered cold weather to everybody yesterday, which is like under 38 degrees. That's ridiculous. Like the three quarters of the country is like, yeah, it's freezing. I'm a mess. It's awful. And here we are like, man, going to talk to us. We're the 25%ers, us, Florida, a couple other decent spots, California. This is great.
And Sky Harbor International gets ranked the best airport.
Everything we're doing right now.
I have a hard time with it because I wear like a hoodie or something, right. And then by 2 o'clock, I'm sweating my ass off.
Yeah, the other day I learned that lesson because I'm like, it's chilly. I was cold. It was personally cold that morning, and I put a heavier sweater on. I think it was a hoodie. And I got in the car, and I turned the heater on, and I got out, and I'm like, it's not that bad. And then when I got to the car, the heater was still on, and I got in and started it and forgot, and I'm like, I'm dying. What's happening? I'm sweating like a pig. And it was because the heat.
I guess we get so excited about the winter coming.
Yeah.
We start bundling up early.
Yeah. Well, we see like people on TV are cold and the ads are all like winter. And
you go try to buy something, all the winter stuff's
clothes.
Out.
I've always bitched about that in this city. When I used to go for – Brett, you were here when we went to school in Arizona in August. Back to school shopping was all winter clothes for people who lived in winter climates. It was still like 105 for another 2 months, and we're like, well, get some jeans and a sweater.
Buy a nice wool sweater.
Yeah, it was brutal. So all your summer clothes were like ruined or whatever from what you did as a kid, and then all your clothes going back to school were miserable. It was hot. We don't have like, hey, it's Arizona. We'll get into the winter clothes. We don't even really have them. The coats, I'd have to get a coat every other summer. We'd go back to school shopping and end up with a coat, and it wasn't hard to find. I'm like, why are these stores selling this stuff? It's not Chicago. But it was because chain stores don't have like a plan for just Arizona. But you know what? Screw it. I'm going to start wearing robes places. I'm going to see how far I can get away with that. Speaking of wearing things, day two of Transgender Awareness Week, because I was down on Central yesterday just going, I see you. I'm aware. I got you. How you doing? See it? Thanks for being aware. Totally aware of you. Oh, my God. Am I ever aware of that one? You should shave. And then I read a story because Transgender Awareness Week. I'm seeking them out.
Why a week? Because I know days and
started
we have months.
On Wednesday. I don't know. They're just ramping up. I don't know. Eventually they're going to shoot.
They're going to have a month eventually?
I have no idea. But I like this story, and this got me thinking. In the day and age of bigotry and, like, you know, Me Too movement was justified, then, like, everybody's like, well, now people are just lying to get something. I have a plan for people. And I looked at Brett Vesley. I think this is a pretty good one. There's a lady in Pennsylvania who, I guess it was a lady, might have been a man, then a lady, but vice versa, I don't know, transgender, worked at a Dunkin' Donuts and, made like, 30 grand a year managing a Dunkin' Donuts and kind of was an assistant manager and stuff. And the employees started to call her the N-word for some reason. I don't even know if she was black, but they just called her the N-word and then started to call her the homo F-word a lot and then kind of berate her for being a transgender, and she'd had it. So she just called Dunkin' Donuts and goes, this isn't kosher. And they're like, you should probably go. And they're like, that's especially not kosher. Left her out. And she called them back, and they gave her 150 grand just for like, whoops, sorry. Whoops, sorry money. So I think Vesley should start dressing up a little bit and wander around and just hope somebody calls him a name and then go, I'm not leaving, but I'm not putting up with this. And they're like, here's a check for a few hundred dollars. Is that cool? I think you can take advantage of this.
Just start wearing lipstick.
Yeah, and just don't say anything. And we'll all be in on it with Brett. And then Brett just wandered down the halls and just go, there he is. All right, everybody shut up. Don't call him anything. And just wait for, like, Talbin to wander by. Go, what's up with Vesley? Why is he acting like a fag? And then we go, oh, no. Hey, Brad, Talbin called you a fag. And he's got to go to the $150,000. Boom. This is an easy win for us.
Well, Brad already agreed to it off the air, so
he did.
He's doing it.
You're in.
Getting some extensions today.
James Gum in. I don't even know if you'd kind of go weird. Just make it make it more confusing. Don't get too pretty or I might start liking Brad a little too much.
I'd like to doll him up.
Yeah, I would like to, lipstick, keep the 5 o'clock shadow and just show him, go, this is who I am now. This is a full take advantage situation that, you know what, I'm tired of being the good guy. I'm tired of being the guy who's like, well, I'd never take it. Why not? It's just a dress. It's probably more comfortable, to be honest with you, a flowing sundress. Sounds nice.
You want to do it here, though?
Yes.
Why not go into some other business?
This place has loads of cash. Well, you can do it all day long if you want to. But this place is ripe.
But that affects all of us. Like, if Brett, puts a ding in Hubbard Radio, that hurts everybody else.
Not me. I'm good. I got a contract. But we're fine. Screw everybody else. It's their own problem. They should put on dresses then. If you're worried about getting hurt by that, slap a dress on. Walk around. I'll call you a homo.
That's all you need to do.
That's all I got to do. You split it with me, and I'll be like, and they'll hear it, and I'm like, Holmberg did it again. We can't. He's got a guaranteed deal. We're not getting rid of him. And
Walmart's got a lot of money. Just go in there.
Yeah, and just traipse around and go, everybody. Just be really annoying. So I got kicked out because of this. How long have you been doing this? An hour and a half?
They don't write checks because everyone's given that nickname, whether it's the N-word or the F-word.
Yeah, but I can't do N-word. I can't.
Okay, like, hey, you're F-word number 25.
Yeah, I can't fake. Like, if I walk through here and trying to be black, I'm in trouble. But there has to be a first day for cross-dressing. There has to be. Like, there has to be a first day you go to work and go, this is it. And if you went into Walmart, Eric, you got a good point there. We can start, taking advantage of businesses, too. This is a cash cow.
Yeah, and you go into Walmart. There's a period just like that. They come in the first day, and sure, it's going to be shock some people that had no idea.
Sure.
But then after that, I think, the Dunkin' Donuts thing probably is like, all right, a year of this, knock it off.
Yeah, but first day, you can really, what I'm saying is you can really push the thing. What do you think of my new outfit? And just be really like where people are like, oh, I can't stand the new Brett. And then you hate me because I'm a transgender. It's like, no, I just hate you because you're annoying. But you can't hate people because they're annoying anymore. It has to be a reason that they can get money. You just can't go, I hate Brett. If he's in a dress, I'm not allowed to hate him out loud at work. But I would if he was running up and down and like doing stuff all the time. Like, you look nice today. You should try my dress on. Is this shade of lipstick perfect for me or what?
Well, he'd have to keep the charade going because the lawyers would be after him. He's not really like
right.
that.
And but then, he'd say, it was my first day and this happened, and then break down in tears because there has to be a first day.
The entire trial, he'd have to stay.
And the mascara runs down.
But he wouldn't because afterwards he could say, I'm not even going to do it again because he gave him post-traumatic stress disorder from ever being himself. This is a cash cow, everybody, a cash cow.
Didn't you yell at a grifter that tried to jump on your Jeep not too long ago?
Oh, grifters are different. This is taking
this is grifting.
This is not grifting. This is life lessons. This is different. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Completely different.
Totally different. I don't have to. $2, grifter. I'm talking six figures for Brett. I'm looking out for Brett.
He'll go away for a rock.
Yeah. Exactly. That's a crack rock drug addict. That's not a. Brett's doing it because he's trying to make his kids and wife happier. I don't know if he's. I don't know what's going on.
He don't have kids.
He's never going to have children. Thank God. He's another good one. Yeah, that's a good idea, Brett. You got nothing going on right now. Put on a sundress. How hard? I mean, you work all night by yourself, but you're telling me you wouldn't want to wander around right here in a muumuu every once in a while and just be comfortable? And a nightcap? I think it's a good idea. I'm thinking about it. Just wandering into the QT and looking around, and the first person that side-eyes me, I'm just going to go over there and go, is there something wrong? No, why? I just saw how you looked at me. Are you giving me grief? Jeez, this guy's a real asshole. You call me an asshole because I'm a transgender? QT, cuts me a check for $25,000. This is gold.
More power to you, John.
I think that's great. What if it's better?
It's like the new insurance scam.
Yeah, it is, but it's not insurance. It's just taking advantage.
Mind if I lay down next to this accident?
There's been plenty of ladies who have gone, I'm not sure that guy talked to me the way I want to be talked to at work. $25,000. He came up to me and told me he thought my chest looked bigger. And I had $25,000. Nobody gets fired, you just get talked to, and then that lady gets a settlement. Heck, in the olden days, when we used to do it all the time, our old boss had to cut a check to some lady who said that she was being sexually harassed because she overheard jokes. She wasn't even, it was just because cubicle farms, people were joking around, and our boss at the time, Chuck, was there. That's the best joke I've ever heard about a Polack in my life. And he walked away, and then she's like, well, I've had it with that. And then quietly went in there and said, not real big fan of you laughing at that joke. Oh, here's $25,000. And everybody stayed.
And a crack rock.
And it had like a whole thing. Nobody could talk about it. Well, Chuck did, but nobody could talk about it. He's dead now. It's all right.
I'm not supposed to tell you this, but that bitch over there in the corner just got a check for $25,000 because she's a sensitive C word. Evidently, I said something offensive. Like, oh, geez, I can't imagine. Anyway, I cut her a check and everything's good, but don't tell anyone.
She's still around?
Not with us, no.
No.
She's around, though.
She's making cash other places.
Yeah, she's doing her own thing now. But yeah, it was an interesting thing. He'd written two checks in our time for people who didn't like something that was said nearby him and thought that was bad, and he cut a couple checks. Nobody knew. Everybody was just at work the next day. Not a person got fired. Not a soul said a thing. But
good here?
Are we all right? Well, do you want more? Is that what's going on here, you jerk? No, that'll do. $50,000's good for hearing bad things. Here, thanks. There you go. Have a nice day, asshole. And that's how it works.
I forgot the ski on the last name.
Yeah, let me add ski at the end. You don't frame it. You cash it, dumbass Pollock. I bought $50,000 worth of Polish jokes for that one. Yeah, so it's interesting. But that was, I mean, imagine what would have happened today. It would have been at least $300,000. I don't know if people still get
mad. The Pollocks are rising
up. I don't think
up.
Pollocks, well, they should have. They should. That's how dumb they are. They should have fought back 25 years ago.
I know they missed the wheelhouse.
They took it, yeah. Pollocks blew it.
I don't think that's still going on.
They were the first ones in, and they're like, we got bored. We got so tired of telling Pollock jokes, that just stopped happening.
Why us?
There wasn't a group, because we know why. Because they're spray painting the chain link. Because we just got bored with it. There was never an uprising. Like, Polish jokes have got to stop. Like, you'd make the Italian jokes. You even do a movie about Italians, they get mad. And they like the movie, but they're still upset about the depiction. You know, we're not all like that. We're not all gangster and stuff. Anybody who says different will get shot right in the face, too. Yeah, you are, guys. You guys are different. Shut up. There's a man talking. We don't like it when people depict us as that type of Italian. By the way, where's a gabagool? I don't know what a gabagool is. I need some gabagool if I'm going to yell at the media. Polish people never stood up. I don't think they ever got the jokes, but they never stood up and got mad about it, ever. And we're just like, well, I'm tired of this. We're going to stop doing Polish, but we'll do something else now. And they never got any money for it. There was never a Polish guy in court going, they make fun of me all the time.
All those joke books written.
Right. There were like books.
No royalties.
There were books. 100 best Pollock jokes ever. Polish people just walk by and go, man, I don't have any recourse here. If I go to court and say it bothers me, sticks and stones used to matter, but now it's just done. It's interesting, though. Because like the great Patrice O'Neill said, a woman can walk around at work and do whatever she wants. She can rub your back, give you a kiss on the cheek, thinking you're friends. Man tries any of that stuff now, $25,000. You owe her $25,000. For what?
You need to build a monument to Patrice O'Neill.
I love Patrice O'Neill. He's a philosopher. I loved philosophy. There are modern-day philosophers, and Patrice O'Neill was one of them. Some of the stuff he said, you're like, ooh. I mean, that quote he has of men want to be alone or don't want to be alone, but we want to be by ourselves is 75,000 pages of words in one sentence. It is an unbelievable. We don't want to be by ourselves. We want to be alone. There's a difference. It's huge. It's great. Yeah, he's brilliant. Yeah, I love Patrice O'Neill. I wish he'd still be alive, but the Sugarfoot killed him. Got a case of the Sugarfoots. And he used to talk about that on stage, too. He goes, I'm 40, but I'm fat and I'm black, so I'm like 161 in fat black guy years. It's 6 o'clock on the dot. Brett, think about this. This isn't bad. We'll get Larry out of the middays. We'll pop you in middays, throw you in a dress, little lipstick. You'll look a little awkward, kind of jokerish. That scares people, too. Trust me on that one. They don't want to. Now you've got a mental disorder because you might be.
Didn't Pat McMahon try this years ago?
Pat McMahon had to wear muumuus because he was so fat, pants didn't work anymore. You know, Eric, I did try dressing like a lady for a little while. It didn't work. All that happened was dates and blowjobs.
Although he is a Phoenix icon, so Brett could become an icon.
And he made a lot of money, and maybe we don't know how. Because I don't know that I've ever remembered. I've lived here for 38 years. I don't ever remember Pat McMahon being on the radio.
Well, they just let him get endorsements, right?
Yeah, that's all he's ever done. So it's like,
hop in every once in a while.
You know, I got tired of being called the homo F word because I was a man in a dress in the 80s and 90s. But every time I wore it and they called me that, they'd cut me a check for $40,000.
What a gig.
That ain't a bad job. I worked on a children's show in a redneck town. I was the unnamed third wheel of a children's show for slow kids in the desert. And I'd get 40 grand because I'd dress up like a chick.
You just hear Al McCoy slapping his forehead.
Yeah, McCoy.
How does this work?
McCoy shows up. Shazam!
Could you imagine?
I'm Alberta McCoy.
Could you imagine if Holmberg, or the show's over, no. Holmberg just comes in once a week to cut a commercial, make like thousands of dollars,
and I have an assistant. Worst part about McMahon, you go over to that KTAR, and I'm like, who's this? This is Rosemary. I'm like, what does she do? She's Pat's assistant. I'm like, where's Pat? Oh, he didn't come in. What does he need an assistant for if he doesn't even come in for the work? Well, what she does it all.
We just can't have him go anywhere else.
He comes in and cuts the commercials for all these things that people want him to talk about. I'm like, what time's his show? 6 a.m. on Sunday. That's when the throwaway shows are.
It's impressive.
I've been getting away with it for years, Eric. I've got a lot of dirt on a lot of folks.
Maybe that's it.
And that guy called me once. Well, 25 grand, for sure. I mean, people have taken advantage of it for years.
One day someone will get his black book.
Oh, it's going to be. Well, Pat's, I want him to write a book about all the horrible things people have done to him to keep his incredible lifestyle alive. I don't do anything. I mean, his tax returns just say occupation. Nothing. Tucker. Influencer. He's the original influencer.
Yeah.
He is.
I'm a man in a dress. I was too fat for pants. It was fact. Then he got on the RM3, started wearing pants again, and he started work a little harder, if you noticed. He got a TV show out of that. I have to work again. Nobody's calling me a fag anymore.
Wearing suits to work.
Yeah. Started dressing like a dude.
One day he comes in, he always wears
I wear suits because that's the way it was done when I first started with a young man named Nikolai Tesla. Yeah. I don't know. It's worth it, Brett. It's worth a shot. You ain't pulling in this kind of cake on bonus stuff until you put that dress on and start caking around here. Shaking your ass. Likey, likey. Hi, Brett. Well, he's sexually harassing me, but I can't say so because that'll be weird. And I'm just going to eventually snap and call him a name. And he's going to get a check for that. It's a perfect plan. Just like that lady at Dunkin' Donuts. Now, the Dunkin' Donuts lady, they started pushing her and stuff. Like you're working with Dunkin' Donuts, but here's the thing. The highly trained staff at Dunkin' Donuts is not exactly the type of group you want to parade eggshells around.
Jeremy worked there.
I know. Exactly my point. Jeremy's not exactly
Look how long that lasted.
How about a little sensitivity, donut handlers? You're just not getting the highest. You're not getting the cream of the crop who's going to know all the social mores of the world when you deal with the Dunkin' Donuts crew. It's either teenagers or people so stupid their best job is Dunkin' Donuts donut guy. And then you've got, you know, hey, by the way, we've got a lot of social problems walking around in here. You guys can't screw up. My daddy says that anybody dressed like that's nothing more than a... All right. Good Christ. You want a mom's run or not?
I've been here since 3 a.m.
I've been here 28 hours just rolling dough. You want me to be nice to it? Stop saying it. Christ, Cletus, what are you doing? We need a higher class of employee. Well, you pay them dirt, so you're getting the dirt employee.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts. You ain't some sort of half a fig, are you?
Oh, no. I just want a donut.
What's with the moo-moo?
Hey, I'm too fat for pants.
Don't order sprinkles.
Nope.
You want white cream or the chocolate one?
Chocolate. Chocolate cream.
Yeah, good choice. You probably get enough white cream in your life. All right.
I'm too fat for pants.
I want to go to this Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. There's one there. There's one there. They're all there. Go in a dress and your beard and watch the sensitivity training kick in. What in the hell? I ain't giving that a donut.
You take your money elsewhere, bearded lady.
You wait on it. I'm not waiting on it.
Circus freak. It wants a long john. Imagine that.
And then you get 50 grand. Thank you, Dunkin' Donuts.
After the order.
Yeah. I'm also going to sue you.
Behind me. You're not going to believe it.
Look at it. Look at it walk away like it thinks we don't know. It don't know that we know. I'm going to get 50 grand. I'm going to the donut shops, all of them. I'll hit one eventually. It's a good scam. I'm tired of it. Everybody else seems to be in on it. I'm not. Even people in the Hollywood scamming away to get kids into college. It's like, why? You had the money? Eh. There's always more. Put it on the pile, I say. Give us a wake-up song, 585-9800, a good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.